Says in the Medrash in this week's parsha, Leah tofsa pelech hoidoya. Leah took the mahalach, the derech of hoidoya. Va'omda heimena bala hoidoya. She was zeiche because of that to have children who are moida, who use the midah of hoidoya. Yehuda, v'yakar Yehuda v'yarmet sotka mimeni. David said, hoid l'ashem kitoiv. Daniel said, loch eloiho avosa mahoidoya mishabchana. That was Leah's mahalach. The Medrash continues, Rachel tofsa pelech shtika, va'amdu kol banei balei mastirin. Rachel took the derech and the mahalach of shtika, of keeping quiet, and she was zeicha, children are balei mastirin, they keep things quiet. Binyamin yoshpa, yesh peh. Says Chazal, Yoideh b'mechirosa shal Yosef ve'ena magid. He knew about the mechir of Yosef and he didn't tell anyone. Shaul ve'zdvar malucha lo higidloi. Esther, ein Esther magedes melato ve'sama. So we have to understand, where do we find the midas hashtik over here by Rachel? The Gemara in Babasra calls the midah of Rachel the midah of tznias. The question is, where was the tznias of Rachel? The Hemshech of this Medrash, it says over there, Vayizkor al kimes Rachel la'achoisa b'shah, that they were supposed to get married, Rachel and Yaakov, they gave Leah instead, v'yoidas v'shoisekes. She was quiet. L'chayra, it was on the contrary, she gave the simonim, b'koyach hadibur. Why was it called shtika? So kipshutai, what the Medrash means over here is that she didn't tell Yaakov. Not only she wasn't Megala to Yaakov, she even gave the simanim to Leah, and that's what the shtika we're referring to over here. But on a deeper level, there's another pshat of the godless of this vitor. And from here we see how far and how great is this milus of vitor. Rachel was waiting for 7 years for this day of the Chasna, and the last second the father gives Leah instead. And it wasn't, we have to understand, it's not only the marriage we're talking about over here, a ruchniistic loss of not to be maimed the shifte ka. She won't have a schus in having the shifte ka, the nitzkias of the shvatim, and she would have to marry Esav instead. It says after a V, Vayelech Ruvain Vimek Tsir Chitim Vayimtsa Dedoim Basada Vayova Oysa Malei Imoy. Ruvain went out and he brought to his mother this special Dudoim, which were had a special skula for having children. Rachel saw that Leah had these Dudoim, but Taima Rachel Leah Tni La Tni Na Li Mi Dudoich Bani. Give me some of those, that special plant that's a skula for having children. Vatoimer lo, the pasuk says, Hamaat kachtech es ishti, ishi, v'lekacht gam es dudoy b'ni. Not only you want to take away my husband, you also want to take away the dudoy of my son. So this pasuk is very, very hard to understand. What does it mean that Leah tells Rachel, you want to take away my husband? Isn't it the opposite, that really Yaakov was supposed to marry Rachel, and Rachel was the one who gave away her husband to Leah by giving her the simanim? What does it mean? How could she say these words? You want to take away my husband, you also want to take away my dudaim? So the Mefarshim say, from here we see another level in vitor, in giving up, and what she gave for Leah. The Das Kanim tells us that simanim were the mitzvahs of an isha, Hilchas Taira, Chala, and Adlokas Ner. By knowing these mitzvahs was a simon between Yaakov and Rachel, that if she'll know these halachas, that's a simon. She's the right one. She's Rachel. Rachel never ever told to Leah that these are simonim. She just told Leah that if you'll end up marrying Yaakov, you're going to have to learn these halachas like Yaakov taught me. And she taught her these halachas, and she never told her these were the simanim, the special simanim that Yaakov made up to know if this is the right one or not. When she got married and she knew these simanim, so by that, the fact that she knew the simanim, that she knew the halachas, saved her from tremendous busha. And it was not nizgala, this to Leah, and she was saved. She knew the halachas, and she was the right one. So from here, we see over here this level that we're talking about of Viter, which is a higher level, that not only did she give the simanim to Leah, she didn't even tell her that she was giving up the simanim for her, from herself. She just told her, these are the halachas you're going to have to know in order to get married. Ad kedei kach, she could tell her, Hama'at kachtech is ishi. So, such a high level of vitur, of giving up and being mevater, that Leah did not even have a havamina, that Rachel was the one who gave up these simanim in order that she should be able to marry him. So, in this pasuk over here, Hama'at kachtech is ishi, was nizgala, the tremendous koyach of Rachel, this tremendous shtika that we're talking about, of keeping quiet. She didn't make up this simanim that she gave over. She gave it over b'shtika. She gave it over b'tznias. This was the what we're talking about, the maila of Rachel, that she had the maila of shtika and the maila of tznias. The pasuk goes on right afterwards. It says, Vayizkar elokim es Rachel, says Rashi, Zachar lo shemasra simanim l'achoisa. She remembered that she gave over the simanim to her, and then she was zeich vayiftech elokim es rachma. So in this pasuk we see that because of the simanim, she was zeich to have children. She wasn't able to have any children, but Hashem listened to her tefillah b'schus the simanim she gave over. So Rabbi Baruch brings down in his sefer b'shem ish mepi ish from the Sfas Emes that why dafka over here. We're referring to over here Vayizkar elokim es Rachel, that she mustered the simanim, because right after which she said Hama'at kachtech es ishi, when we see over here the tremendous level of vitur that Rachel did, that she gave over the simanim to the, such a way that even Leah didn't realize she was giving over simanim, that darga vitur that she was zeicher to Vayiftach elokim es Rachma. We see a few other places where Rachel was zeichet to because of this tremendous vitur. Chazal tell us that the tefillos of Klal Yisrael b'shah sara on eskabel b'schus Rachel, a long medrash in Eicha Rabasi, the beginning of Eicha, all b'schus that she brought a tzara into her house b'shah stachrum beis hamikdash. It says that the Rabban Hashem went to all the others in the Amoyas and all Moshe Rabbeinu, and the only one who Hashem listened to the tefillah b'schus was the schus of Rachel Rabbeinu. She was mevater and she brought a tzara into her house. So Hashem says that even if Chas Hashem Klal Yisrael is machnas tzara l'toch beis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means the avodah zara, after he came, Hashem is going to save Klal Yisrael. B'schus des midas of Atronos. She was melamed schus on Klal Yisrael. She says, I did it, Rabban Hashem, you could also do it. Yesh schar l'pulosech. That's what it says in the Medrash, and say so too is in the time of Mordechai and Esther. So befrat, to go out of Golos, it's mavur over here, or to get saved, Klal Yisrael should get saved, that is the Iker schus, is from Rachel's Viter. The Goyen writes that the Iker Mokom Ashoros Ashkina Terei of Tefillah is in Kever Rachel. The Milas of Tefillah is by Kever Rachel. Chazal tell us also that Rachel got the title of Akeres Abayis, Lashon Ikra Shel Abayis. Rashi brings it down, the Medrash brings it down. Even though Leah had Reivet Ashvatim, the Ikra of the Abayis is Rachel. The Medrash tells us also that Klal Yisrael is considered Bonim of Rachel, like it says, Tan Reb Shun Bayechoy, Lefisha Kola Dvarim Tluim Barachel, Lefichach Nikru Yisrael al Shema, Rachel Mevakal Boneo, Ulei Ulai Yechnan Hashem Tzvokoi She'eris Yosef. Klal Yisrael is called She'eris Yosef. That means we're all coming out of Yosef. We love Dafka come out of Yosef, but she's the mother of everybody in Klal Yisrael. It says Abein Yakar Li Ephraim. Klal Yisrael is called Ephraim. That means that we all are considered Banim of Rachel. And the Gemara in Brachas also tells us that if someone has a problem with Ayin Hara, and he doesn't want the Ayin Hara to be shalot in him, he should say, Ana Mizara Shal Yosef, the Leisholat Ba'in Abisha. Are we all children of Yosef? We could say that Ana Mizara Shal Yosef. It's mavur in this Gemara that every single person is considered from the children of Yosef, which is Mesiachas after Rachel. We also find interesting that in by Leah, she was also Mevater. When she was Muberes with Dina, she was scared that she's going to have a Zachar. And if she will have a Zachar, we knew already there was 11 Shvatim. And if she was going to have a Zachar, there would be the 12th Shevet. And it would come out that Rachel would only have one child. And the Shvachos, the maidservants, had already two children each, and she would be considered less than the maidservants, less than the shvachas, which is a tremendous busha for Rachel. In order that Rachel shouldn't have any busha, she davened to Hashem, it should be in a keva. And Hashem was mahapach, it should be in a keva, and that's when Dina was born. So once again, we find the midah of Viter also by Leah. And you would think that she would lose out. So they say, in the Vardik, they used to say that she also gained from it, because we find at the end that Dina and Shechem, when they had a child, had Asnas. Yosef ended up marrying Asnas, and they had Ephraim and Manasseh, and like Reuven and Shimon. So instead of having only one Zachar that she would have had, she had Kilu, two came out of her. Two children came out of Dina, two Shvatim came out of Dina. So she didn't either lose out from the Viter that we had over here by Leah. The Torah is ma'arich about these parashas of the Ovis and the Mois to teach us the right way of Anhaga, and we yarshin these Midas from the Ovis. Avram had Midas HaChesed, Yitzchak had Midas HaDin, and Avoida, Yaakov had Midas HaEmes in the Torah. In our parasha we have the tremendous limit of Haidah of Leah and Viter of Rachel. B'Shem Rabban Kotla, I saw that he says the same way that Yaakov Avinu is Zeicha to Torah, Rachel, which is the Iker of the Bayis, is the one who's Shomer on the Torah. If we use our Diba properly to be Zeicha to Torah, is Dafka, if we use our speech properly, the Shtika of Rachel, which is Shomer on the proper speech, that's how we preserve and we have the Koyach of Torah. He said, Nar Hayisi Vegam Zakanti, I was young and I became old. Me'oilam, I have never seen a person who lost out from Viter. He saw in his whole lifetime that people of Mevater only gain. People of Mevater, even if a person is 100% right, it's Negev for us in our houses, it's Negev for us in yeshivas, in shuls, at work. We always have the opportunity. These midas we yashim from the avos hakadoshim, we should be zeicha to be able to be misnag alpi the midas of the avos.